West Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
I'm one of the few, I'm proud to be standing. I walked up the pier from the coffin ship's landing. My clothes were just rags, no use for this weather. But my back was strong, my hands tough as leather. I climbed up these hills till I came to the spot where I stand. I cleared these fields and I pulled up the stumps with my hands. No more a wanderer, no more a refugee. The mountaineer is always free. Took a Cherokee bride, she gave me five babies, and I sang at the wakes. I cried at the weddings, I taught all my children the songs of my youth. To dance to the fiddle and practice the truth, I carry them up on my shoulders to where they could see the whole world before them, just so they would know what it means. No more a wanderer, no more. Like beggars and thieves, no one but God had fear or to look down on me. No more a wanderer, no more a refugee. A mountaineer is always free.
Mountaineer is always free. Tim O'Brien with his octave mandolin and all of his buddies there from this album, The Crossing, which is the first of a couple of albums he did that deal with being Irish and what Irish is all about. And he, by that point, had been going to Europe quite a bit and working with folks like Kate Rusby and guys like that. He's a part of those transatlantic sessions along with Jerry Douglas and all those guys that show up and hang out with all the Celtic singers and players and do their thing. And he's one of those people that goes back and forth and takes the music back and forth. Tim O'Brien. Hello, everybody. My name is Dan Marr. This is Inland Folk. This is what we call an evergreen show. No calendars, no mention of time. It could be winter, summer, spring, or fall. It could be 2033, except I don't think we're going to last that long. All righty, Tim O'Brien. Here's another one. This is a good album, Out of the Woods. John Reichman. And, of course, John Reichman had been the mandolin player for the Good Old Persons for quite a few years, and now he's got his own group called the Jaybirds, and he does a couple of solo albums occasionally, and it's all good stuff. John Reichman, great mandolin player and a good guy. All right, here we go.
John Riley came from Galway town in the years of the Irish hunger, and he sailed away to America when the country was much younger. Now the place was strange and work was scarce, and all he knew was farming. So he followed his other Irish friends to a job in the U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. How some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. Now they march down Texas way to the banks of the Rio Grande. They built a fort on the banks above to taunt old Santa Ana. They were treated bad and paid worse, and then the fighting started. And the more they fought, the less they thought of the damned old U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. How some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. Thank you. church bells rang on a Sunday morn that set his soul to shiver. He saw the senoritas washing their hair on the far side of the river. Then John Riley and 200 more Irish mercenaries, they cast a lot, right or not, south of the Rio Grande. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. Ah, some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. Bravely under the flag of the San Patricios, till the Yankee soldiers beat them down at the Battle of Churubusco. Then 15 men were whipped like mules on the cheeks, they were hot iron branded, made to dig the graves of 50 more who were hanging faded handed. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. John Riley stands and he drinks alone at a bar in Veracruz, and he wonders if it matters much if you win or if you lose. Well, I'm a man who can't go home, I'm a vagabond, says he. I'm a victim of some wanderlust and divided loyalty. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. in the fall of 49. The sun was sinking in the west when something caught my eye. And through the dim and misty light, I saw the ribbon in your hair. As you turned around, I found true love then and there. We never even spoke that day. Fate kept you and I apart. And though I traveled far and wide, your vision filled my heart. Dark and stormy nights, deep inside I always knew I'd find the path that would bring me back to you. Now as I behold you bright-eyed, smiling back at me, it's as if I love to share. You only have to take my hand to take me back in time to the picture in my mind and the way the twilight shined upon the ribbon in your hair. My heart to hear you tell me how it feels so right. And may our lovers be like us and never rest until they find the lasting love that can bring true peace of mind. We'd met like we'd had a past, a common feeling that I'd never had before. Back then, I thought I owned my youth, and I had found the truth where the wild things grow. First breath, barely taken in, softest touch of skin, a whole new world unfolds. Till death, I promise all I have, this new discovered path to where the wild things grow. Smoke. Well, sin, original or not, and not if you get caught, can scar your very soul. The gift that the pain and pleasure bring make you sigh or loudly sing where the wild things grow. A voice I've never heard before, begging for some more, some kind of primal groan. The noise of the dying being choked, the maker's name invoked, where the wild things grow. Like we'd had a past, a common feeling that I'd never had before.
Troubles and trials often betray those on in the weary body to stray. But we shall walk beside the still waters with a good shepherd.
from the album Roses in the Snow. This is a great album. It was all recorded around the same time that they recorded The Light in the Stable, Emmylou's classic holiday Christmas Yuletide album. And all the folks are on here. Willie did lead guitar on there, and Dolly Parton did the high vocals. Ricky Skaggs on duet vocals and acoustic guitar. Brian Bowers on the auto harp. This is really cool. And this was back when they were all kind of working together. Bowers was living in Virginia/DC and hooked up with those guys. And, of course, now he lives up in the Skagit Valley area. And all the things that have happened to Ricky Skaggs and Willie and all his folks, this is recorded, I don't know, somewhere around in the late 70s, early 80s. Roses in the Snow is the name of the album. And probably around 1980, I think, 81, right in there. And before that, Scott Miller, Wild Thing, Where the Wild Things Grow, Scott Miller and Reichman and Tim O'Brien. This is shaping up to be a pretty good little show. It is. We still have 2.5 hours worth of music to go. How about that? We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we are coming back. So hold your horses, because it's all good. It's all good. Yes, it is.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Howard Hughes Appliance, TV, and Sleep Shop, with a selection of beds and mattresses, including Englander and Tempur-Pedic, displayed at the Howard Hughes Sleep Shop on the Pullman Road in Moscow. Special orders available on the web at howardhughesappliance.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with some scattered showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures 64 in Moscow, 71 in Clarkston. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s, and partly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Next week should see clearing and warming.
Jim Moffitt was the kind of man who would not let you down. He said he was a steady boy, but he kept a bottle around. He got the call like everyone in 1942. A Navy bunk, mechanics pay, and guaranteed hot food.
The only road
he'd ever know.
But you could tell she never traveled far. She wrote poor Jimmy every day, and in the window hung a star, and read the paper for his name, and always crossed her heart.
The only road
she'd ever known. Never knows gravel, clay, and cotton balls.
The Lake T Gulf in 44 was no place for a boy. Raised on muddy water where you could always see the shore. The Jap torpedo came at night and hit the engine room. The boys down there just held their breaths and prayed someone knew.
The only road
they'd ever known.
The only road
was gravel, clay, and cotton. She could not catch her breath. She dreamed she saw poor Jimmy's face, wide-eyed and scared to death. She reached a hand out in the dark as he took his last gasp. And together and forever they'll be walking hand in hand. The only road.
Clay, cotton, bowls, the only road.
They ever know.
The only road.
The only road
was gravel, clay, cotton, bowls. next hand is gonna tell whether it's just hard for me to win or whether I was born to fail. Best to try to be upfront about it. My luck's running pretty cold. And if I stayed in longer after doing time, I gotta roll, man, I gotta roll. I gotta roll, man, I gotta roll. Next draw, I got to pair. Will they speak to themselves and the cards don't lie? It's the only time I treat a man fair. And so's that bluff that never lived to tell about it. I'm letting everybody know. I'm gonna bet everything that I have tonight. I'm on a roll. Next hand is gonna tell whether it's just hard for me to win or whether I was born to fail. Whether I was born to fail. Whether I was born to fail.
Oh,
Oh, the old Carter family classic, I'll buy you my gold watch and chain, love. It's just called gold watch and chain. I'll pawn you my gold and I'll give away my wedding ring, only say that you love me again. A.P. Carter wrote that many, 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 many years ago, along with all the other stuff that A.P. Carter wrote. Things like Worried Man Blues and You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone, that later on became the Cup song. That was A.P. Carter that did the basics of that, and then it got transformed, which is the cool thing about folk music. Way cool thing. Miss the Mississippi and You from Mary Lou, Scott Miller. Oh, good stuff, good stuff. Tony Rice on Miss the Mississippi and You. Yeah. Well, let's see, where are we going with Judith K. Friedman? I saw her in Bellingham at the T.R. Ritchie benefit. Hadn't seen her for many, 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 many years, and I kind of forgot that I even had this album, Judith K. And a wonderful performer, did a kind of a, one of the few that did some bluesy versions of T.R. Ritchie songs. Pretty good stuff. Judith K. Friedman.
Friends are crushing the glass today into a thousand shards. We witness throw flowers and kisses and listen for applause. For your hand, I'm thinking about freedom. Moses once parted the seas. Then we wander for generations to lose the attitudes of slavery. We are waves in the ocean. We are stars. Of your own. What if I am these
Judith K. Friedman. Good stuff. We're going to hear more from her in the second hour of the show. We have time for one more cut in just a second. Poncho and Lefty. Just talking about how many people have recorded the song Poncho and Lefty over the years and what the song actually really means. Townes Van Zandt wrote it in the early 70s, and I asked him one time, okay, so who were Poncho and Lefty? Does this have to do with Pancho Villa and some kind of a counterpart way up in the north, or what's going on with it? And he wouldn't tell me. He says the song speaks for itself, and he said that the lyrics just came out of the sky, and some songs just work that way. And it's probably Townes Van Zandt's most famous song, and so many, many people have recorded it. Oh, my gosh. Willie Nelson recorded it, and Hoyt Axton recorded it, and Townes Van Zandt recorded several versions of it. And I recorded it, and I'm sure there are many, many more. It's not as oft recorded as, say, The City of New Orleans that Steve Goodman wrote. That song's been recorded by, what is it they say, like 325 different people or something like that? Wow. That many recordings. So the Townes Van Zandt estate on Poncho and Lefty is probably making some royalties somewhere along the line. Self-destructive and a very strange man, but an awesome songwriter when he was on, Townes Van Zandt. This is Emmylou's version of Poncho and Lefty from her album Luxury Liner.
Living on the road, my friend, is gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boss. His horse was fast. so the stories were told. Poncho, need your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's grown old.
One of the better versions of Poncho and Lefty, Townes Van Zandt's major, major, major classic. Emmy Lou Harris from her album, The Luxury Liner. And it's good to just drag these albums out occasionally and play this old stuff. Of course, that's what folk is. Really, when you think about it, it's old stuff. And, you know, when you think about it, today's pop music, tomorrow's folk. The way it is. I mean, you got to figure that old Stephen Foster, you know, he wasn't just writing for Labor of Love back in his day. He wanted to sell songs too. Daniel Decatur and all those guys. Yeah. Rankin Family in the background doing the Maroon Galgilis. This is the Rankin Family from their album, The Rankin Family, on the Rankin Family label. So there you go. If you want to find this album, just look up Rankin Family three times and there it is. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're going to be right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are coming back. Hang on.
Hollywood reporter Anthony Breznican wants to pitch you on his debut novel.
It's kind of like Fight Club meets The Breakfast Club.
It's about school bullying and how even bullied students assert dominance over each other.
It's a way of saying, I'm not at the bottom of the totem pole. I'm able to climb up because I'm putting a foot on your neck.
I'm Arun Roth. Brutal Youth. Next time on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon at 4 o'clock, right before Garrison Keillor and A Prairie Home Companion at 5, here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio, where support for our program comes from the Dayton Chamber of Commerce. The 20th anniversary of the All Wheels Weekend brings hot rods, roadsters, and muscle cars to Dayton over Father's Day weekend, along with the Ultimate Elvis Show and a raffle for the 1970 Buick Electra. Details at allwheelsweekend.com. We'll be right back to Inland Folk with Dan Maher. It's 12 o'clock. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
There's so much to know about classical music, but you don't need to sit through a lecture to enjoy it or love it. Come to Northwest Public Radio every weekday from 9 to 4 to hear wonderful melodies that speak to your imagination and your heart with just the right amount of information to keep it interesting. You can also listen at nwpr.org.